All right, good vach. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. We just started. We're going to have to start again. Sif Yud Gimel. Basically, in Sif Yud Beis, with the concept of you have a public servant, and you can call him at any time. He's on call. So basically, he's considered a Baal Avimai to the entire city, all the residents of the city, because whenever they want, they can call him, or we said a chat from the Rishonim that they were hired, B'shutfis, the whole city hired him, so he's constantly on call. Like one of the cases, for example, was a Malamit Tinekas. I forgot to mention it, but Malamit Tinekas, not everyone has a child that's in yeshiva, and yet Malamit Tinekas can the Shaila Bavan for everyone, because we all hired this Malamit Tinekas together, so he's Ima B'malachta, even though he's actually not servicing my child. Which school? It's not really Nagev, but then when the Shtot used to have one, you know, or let's say a Mol and Leker, maybe there was a Ched, it was like maybe. All right. We're up to Yud Gimel. Let's start again. Harav Hashenu La Tamidav, if a Rav is teaching his Talmidim. So who is Shal to? Is a Rav Meshubit his Talmidim? Was Talmidim Meshubit to his Rav? Maybe both, maybe neither. But this dynamic, a Rav and a Talmud, who's considered Ima B'malakta? Who shall to whom? Im heim tzrichim lumod Ima b'chol mesechta sheyirtzehu. If they are meshubed to learn with him every mesechta that he would like, v'avim mischilu b'mesechta achas, even if they're in the middle of learning with him one zman, the middle of a mesechta, yachol l'shanes lecheres, the Rav could decide, you know what? Let's change to a different mesechta. So come to us, you see that he's the boss. They're really trying to help him out. With Avadi, they're gaining too, the Nenan for Narav. But you see that the Rebbe is really calling the shots, and the Rebbe is really doing it, maybe for his Chazara, for his Kavod, whatever it is, but it's really, he's in charge. So then the halakha is, Oz, Havi Heim Keshulim Loi, they are considered, all of them are considered Shulim Loi, Shem Ima B'malacha. And therefore, Vimshal Mehem, if he would borrow from any one of his Talmidim, Havi Sheila B'Balim, he has an automatic patur of Sheila B'Balim. However, if he's meshubet to them, he has to learn any mesechta that they want. They also want, oh, you know what, let's change the mesechta, let's learn this, we'd rather learn, we're not interested anymore in this mesechta, we want to go somewhere else, and he would be meshubet, then oz faker hu nishalahem. He's considered nishalahem, vafilu shaloi b'shazalim, but even if he's actually not learning with them right now, because the same type of tzorah, since he's meshubah to learn with them whenever they want, whenever they have shilas, whenever they want to sit down and learn the Gemara, he's meshubah to learn with them, so therefore he's considered always imam b'malacha, and if they'll borrow anything from the Rav, from the Rebbe, they'll always have the p'tor of Shmir Babaylam. So it can go either way. Depending who's calling the shots, that's indication, it's a simon of who's really shal to whom. V'madava toli b'shneim. However, if they both have to agree, shamesekta shiskol yigmaru, if they start a mesekta, they got to finish it. V'ena rav yachol l'shanes ha-mesekta shalem mitzas ha-tamidim v'loy ha-tamidim v'loy das ha-rav. Neither could change the mesekta. Each one is meshubah to other, then us einim shulam zelazeh klal, neither are considered shulam zelazeh, they're both doing it for their own benefit. Fine, that's the halacha. So because whoever calls the shots, he's in charge, he's considered the borrower, and the other person who's meshubah to him is the imay b'malacha, he's lent out to him. Oh, very good, excellent. Excellent question. So the shaila is, okay, we'll go out of order. In this last case, where each one is meshubit to the other, and each one cannot change the mesekta, why do we say that neither, einam shulam zelazeh klal, neither are considered a shal? Faket, say like you said, say they're like shutfim, and faket, both should have the p'tur of a sheli of a bal of imay. It should be the other way around. Or let's say we had our lacha before, shmarli v'esh malacha, it's balavim by both ways. I'm watching your item, you are watching item. We don't say it cancels each other out. Forget, I'm working for you and you're working for me. We're both working for other. And in the middle, we should both have the chi of a b'dah balavim by, a p'tur of balavim by. That kasha is $1 million kasha.
Yeah, but the fact is that they can't do anything without the Rebbe.
And the Rebbe can't do anything without them. But they're both meshubit to learn the mesach that they started out learning. So this kasha, the Magin Ha'olif asked in Psachim, Hilchos Psachim, Mamish Negeah. Right now, in Tavchav Tes, the beginning of Tavchav Tes, which is the beginning of Pesach, over there it talks about the Rav should be Dorish Lamed Yom Lefnei Achag, whatever, we're going to get to it about. But over there, the Magen Alvei Yisakash, what's going on? Over here, it should be like Shutfim, it should be like Shmarli Vesh Melachol. So the Magen Alvei wants to say, interesante Vart. He wants to say, that Shutfim, we're doing Mili Da'alma. By Shmarli Vesh Melachol, we're doing Mili Da'alma. Mashenkim, when it comes to learning, When I learn with you, I'm not meshubet to you, and you're not meshubet to me. We're both meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we learning? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to learn. We're both really meshubet to Him. So the fact that we both have to learn with each other, we're committed to each other, that's with meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater cause. We're not meshubet to each other. It's just, if I could force you to learn what I want, which is extra, more than the chiv min datarim. Min datarim, you got to learn and I got to learn. But the fact that I could schlep you and say, you got to learn what I want to learn, so then that chelik, that you are meshubid to my decision, that chelik is where you are balavimi. And faket, if I have to learn, I have to teach what you want to learn, then on l'rabi, that chelik, which is extra, which I'm not mechuyiv min hashamayim, from my shayim I can learn myself, but that extra that I got to learn, what you want me to learn, that extra makes me balavimcha b'malacha. Only l'rabi, that extra chelik. But here, we neither have the extra chelik, because I can't force you, and you can't force me, so that's a regular din, and neither are considered shulam zelazah. That's how.
I don't think that's true, because in this case, I can force you. I can force you to continue the mezekta.
Oh, that's a shala. That's a shala. It's l'chari, I can force you to continue the mezekta. Means, from the Rabbanu Shalalam, you don't have to teach me, I don't have to learn with you, that's fine. You could have just done your own thing. So, obviously, you're meshubit to me, and I'm meshubit to you. So, why don't we say on that part, that's a shtuk oshvei on the Magen Olav. To Pitzchei Choshen.
Sorry, on that point, that I'm during Shleshman, where you could force him to learn
Hilchas Chayav, if I understand. Oh, we're going to get to it. It's a task. Yeah. One second. So the Pesach Chayshu wants to say a different shot, not like the Magen Olav. He doesn't say Kash, I don't think he has on Imran. Pesach Chayshu wants to say like this. When we're learning together, if neither could force each other, then I'm not learning to help you, and you're not learning to help, you're not teaching to help me. The reason why I'm learning is I want to learn, and I want to benefit from you, it's for my own hana. And the reason why you're teaching is vice versa, you get hana from teaching. So you're doing it for your own reason, and I'm doing it for my own reason. Neither are meshubet to each other. Bishlam, if I could force you to come to my mesechta. So you see how the dynamic is it, that the structure really is that you're doing it letevasi. Because why should I have the upper hand and force you to come to me? It must be that really I need you as Talmidim, whatever, and if I could force you. So the Ikka reason why you're learning with me is to help me out. Avada, you're not going to do it for nothing. Avada, you get Anna as well. Or Faket, if I have to learn, teach you what you want to learn, then Faket. So you see that the Ikka is that I'm at your service. I'm trying to help you out. Obviously, I'm not doing it stam. It's not a chesed shalem, it's I'm doing because I also enjoy teaching, good. But Lamai says, I see that I'm a shubit to you. But the fact that we both can't force each other, so back to the drawing board, he said, each one is doing for zich, each one is doing for his own anah. So that's why we're not each one bishloim, but a case of shutfim. With Lamai says, I'm working on your chefetz, and you're working on my chefetz. I'm working on your chelik, you're working on my chelik. Or shmar li vesh melecha, I'm working on your item, and you're watching my item. So that's real service. That's I'm servicing you and yourself. And here, I'm learning and you're learning. We're both getting anah, we're learning for ourselves. So there, unless we see one can force the other, then we don't see Balavima at all. So very good. So the Mekor Chaim of Inyan Tav Chav Tes points out that this whole din is only if the Rebbe is doing a bechinam. But if you hire the Rebbe, even the Rebbe could call the shots. The Rebbe could decide any mesechta he wants. But he's hired by me. Says, obviously, you see that he's working for me, I'm not working for him. How could he say that I'm working for him, because he could call them as actor, then he should be paying me. If I got, I'm paying him, means he's my worker. He says, imagine, if I would hire a pile, and I make up with, well, look, I have a lot of things around the house that need to be fixed, you could do whatever you want. I just fix my house, you could decide first to fix the bathroom, and then first to the bedroom, the lights, you can do it any order you want, do whatever you want, but you got to fix my house. So you can say, that's not considered a pole, zima b'malacha? About a zima b'malacha? Even though it's up to the pole to decide what he wants to fix first, but I'm hiring the pole. So he said, if I hire the Rebbe in the Avada, that's what the Ziva says over here, in Sifkot and Dali, he says it b'kitza, demayi davka malamba b'chinim, but over there he says b'arichis, this word, if I pay you a kochok, that's the greatest indication that you're my pile rather than I'm your pile. Alright. If you borrow something from malamba, you're the Talmud, that's it, you're going to be part of l'chayr, if he's meshubit to learn what you want. Because you pay schar limit, right, let him see this, right, or you borrow from a tutor or whatever it is, yeah, and then you're going to have a p'tur of balavimai, excellent p'tur. All right, so now let's go back to before. So it says, let's give another kid. The Aruch HaShulchan says that who didn't love Dafka Rebbe, who didn't if you'll have, let's say, a dying Kvur Be'ir, or a Rav who has to answer Shilas. He's on call. In America, we don't have such a Musik so much, but in Europe, they have, you know, the Rav of the Shtot. He's Meshubit to the Shtot. Even if he wouldn't even get paid, he's mishubet the shabbat. Maybe you could say in like Rosa that poiskim who have to answer your shaylas. So even if they're not hired b'cha, but if they're mishubet to answer your shaylas whenever you want, whenever you call them, they got to answer your shaylas. So if you borrow anything from them at any time of the day, since if you would ask a shaylas, they got to answer you. So then the mishubet you can have a p'tur. Balavimai. But it says the mefush and alaka. Even if they're not learning what you right now, but since if kimishat tzarach l'umim b'chaleisha yitz, if they wanted to, that will make it. That's already enough. So that will be a p'tur of Balavima. This map asks a different child. This map asks, how come in the case where the Rebbe's working for you, the Mechab and the Torah inserts that even if it's not the Shas HaLimit as long as you want, Chalesha Yirtzah. So why didn't the Torah Mechab say at the beginning also that when the Talmidim are Meshubit to the Rav, even if they're not learning with the Rebbe, say the same thing, that the Talmidim always consider Balavima with the Rebbe because whenever the Rebbe wants, they got to learn with him. I think Balabatish, it's masses into Santa Psha, which I can't explain. But I think Balabatish, there's no such mitzvah. Bishlam Rebbe, he has the time that he has to learn, the hour that he has to learn, the shir that he has to give. Whenever the Talmud wants, not only that, after the shir as well. The Talmud has a shayla, the Rebbe got to answer the shayla. He's mishumet to the Talmud. When you have, the Talmud is always mishumet, Bishlam, he could learn what he has a class and he's mishumet to whatever the Rebbe decides. All the yeshivas like this, the Talmud don't decide, the Rebbe, the Hanhola decides. But to say that they got to learn whenever the Makachi wants to give a shayla, I'm not mishumet. If you want to give a shayla the whole day, I'm not listening to your shayla the whole day. 1 hour is enough. So certainly, if he already gave the shayla for the day, now the Rebbe says, I want to give another shayla, go jump in. I mean, I'm not interested in another shayla, it's too much for me. I'm overloaded already with the first shayla. I'm not meshubit to the Rebbe whenever the Rebbe wants. So you can have the Bishlam if it's b'shas the shir, fine. Or maybe you could tie it before the shir, the Rebbe could decide at what hour to give the shir, maybe. But the other way, yeah, then we have that the Rebbe is always meshubit the Talmud. Whenever the Talmud has a shayla, he has a kasha on the shir. So he's going to say, I'm not answering your kasha, it's off hours. That's the thing. You got to answer the shayla whenever it is. So Mamela, the Rebbe is the etzem v'yisoid meshubit to the Talmud 24/7. So Mamela, that's why the Torah Mechaber put it in on that second half. All right. Here comes another thing. All right. This is what we were discussing before with the Taz. It says, Ulufnei amoyedim, and before Yontif, Shederech lidrash l'am huchas amoyed hu nishalahem. Before Yontif, when it was Yemet Akala, before Pesach and Sukkah, they said, Darshan, by the drasha, at that time, when the time of the drasha, Enoch and Ami, if you borrow something from the Rav, then the Rav, you're going to be part of, because the Rav is imay b'malakta, because he has to give you the drasha. As I come to from this machab, right? Now, in Hilchas Pesach, now here it just says, Shederech Lidrishlam, B'shas Tadrasha, that's what it sounds like. There's that in Hilchas Pesach, it says that Liamed Liyoim Lifnei Chaka Pesach, they used to be Darshan in Meshivin, in Shoyalin, Vedarshan, Behilchas Pesach. They have to be Shoyalin, they ask Kashas, they ask the Rav, how to Kasha the kitchen, what to do with the Chametz, what to do with this, what to do with that, how you do Machir's Chametz. They're constantly asking Kashas. So because of that, it's Liamed Yom Lifnei Chak, the Taz over there in Tav Chav Tes says that Kum Toitz, if you borrow anything from the Rebbe that whole month before Pesach, since the Rebbe is Meshubah, the answer is and Hukas Pesach, you can have the Ptura of Balavimai. The entire Lamed Yom comes along Makar Chaim, which is in the Sivis over there, and says like this. He has a Kasha. So with the Taz, he understands the Taz. But this was bothering him. What's the halach over here that says, Lefnei Amoidim, Shiderech Lidrei Shalam, Hukas Amoid, Hu Nishalahem? We just got through saying that whenever the Rav could force the Talmud, the Rav has the upper hand. If the Talmud could force the Rav, the Talmud up. If neither could force each other, neither are considered Balavimai. So it says, but the drasha, Shabbos HaGadol drasha, the Rav has to say in Hilchos Pesach, right? He's Meshubet. Let's see if I care. Let's see if the Am says, you know what, Rabbi, don't talk about Hilchos Pesach. Let's talk about Bava Kama. They're not allowed. They're Meshubet him also to learn about Hilchos Pesach, Lefnei Pesach. So each one is Meshubet to the other. So if we just got through saying that when each one is Meshubet to the other, it's not considered Balavimai. So how come by the drasha, by the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, do we say, yeah, the Rebbe is Meshubet to the Kehillah. The Rebbe is Meshubet to the Kehillah. Why is the Rebbe Meshubet to the Kehillah for? At this time, they're Meshubet him just as much as he's Meshubet to them.
It's Meshubet
them, or the Shulchan Aruch is also Meshubet him.
Yeah,
it is Meshubet. So, but both, so they're equally Meshubet. So if they're equally Meshubet, it should be Einem Shulam Zela Zeklau, like I just said.
He wasn't hired to say a Shira Baba Kama, a Shabbos HaGadol.
And they're Mechuyev to hear a Shabbos HaGadol.
The reason why he doesn't have to say this, because that wasn't because he doesn't have a Shiva, but to say Shabbos HaGadol Rosh, he doesn't have a Shiva to teach him Baba Kama and Shabbos HaGadol. That's not what he was hired for. You hire a rabbi, you don't expect him to
keep running. So the Magen Olam Grad, you should know, touch, says something like that, which I don't understand 100%. Maybe you'll explain it to me. I don't understand, but that he tries to say that. Because in these cases, also obviously the Rebbe and the Talmud weren't Meshuvah.
If you hire somebody, you hire a plumber, right? You say, okay, I have a light that I need fixed. So the fact that he says, I don't fix lights, that means he's Meshuvah to you for plumbing. This is not, but you hire a rub to do a rub's job.
The Magen Olam tries to say that. The Mekor Chaim says something else. Mekor Chaim says, I have a Pashut Eitzam. We go with, two things together. We go with the Taz. The Taz that took Manapashas to Joshi to Mertha 30 days before, that the Rav has to answer all the Shilas. So he says, that's for sure, that the Rav's answering the Shilas, that's a service he's providing the community. They're not providing any community to ask Shilas. There's no such thing. So he says, it's a shtick of a doik, he says, we're talking about over here, Taka Bashasta Josh and Khanami, they're both Meshuvah to each other, there won't be Ptur Balavimai. But the reason why you have a Ptur Balavimai is because you have the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, that the Rav is Mechuyv to answer all the Shilas, and in that Chelek of answering Shilas, only the Rav is Meshuvah to the Talmud, to the Kehillah, but the Talmud is not Meshuvah, the Kehillah is not Meshuvah to the Rav, to ask Shilas, they don't have to, if they don't have any Shilas, they don't have to make up Shilas, nothing. So Memeli says, Memeli, the two answer each other. That we're talking about the Taz's case, and also the Taz, everything is Geshmak.
Rabbi Steinberg said that the Olam comes for the Shabbos of Olam Russia. That's not a Sheba that they have to the Rav. They have to hear Shabbos of Olam Russia. They have to. They have to hear that. It's like saying a guy who goes to the doctor. He hires a doctor to cure him. He says, you know what? Just like the doctor has a Sheba to cure you, but you have to be here, right? Or else he can't do anything to you. That's not my Sheba to him. That's a Metzius.
So if I understand you,
I'm hiring somebody to say it to me.
Even without the hiring, we're talking about a Rav Bechina. But if I understand you correctly, yeah, it is what I wanted to know. That first of all, the Mekor Chaim is a shtick of modern, because to plug in the Taz, and the Muhammad's not talking about Shleishim Yoyim, and he's talking about Lahed Mishas Tadrash, he says, Jadarak Lidri. He's not talking about because they have to answer Shilas. This should be the greatest Raya, not like the Taz. They see that Tzadavka Mishas Tadrash. So what's the Taz saying? It's all Shleishim Yom Lefnei Achag. And I hold that also the Mekor Chaim's kasher, this kasher, the both Meshuvah to each other, is that both Meshuvah to each other is an indication, what are we doing? Am I learning for myself? Am I learning for you? Are you learning for yourself? Or are you teaching for yourself? Or are you teaching for me? One thing I think is poshit, that when a Rav gives a Shabbos HaGadol to Joshua, he's not doing it for himself. The reason why he's mechuyev to give a Joshua is to teach the halachas about Pesach or Sukkot or whatever it is. He's zikha, the tafgid of the Joshua is for the people. Whether they could change him exactly, they can't change him exactly. Just like we said before, if you hire the Rav, it doesn't make any, even the Rav has the upper hand to change him exactly. If I hire, that's the greatest indication that he's my worker. Well, I think it's poshut that the chiv to give a Shabbos HaGadol is for the people, and the chiv to hear the Shabbos HaGadol is for the people. Everything's for the people, not for the Rav. So Mamela, that should be the gres deraya that the Rav is Meshuvah to the people. Mamela, that's why if someone borrows from the Rav, he'll have the Ptur, Balavimon. I, the Taz, and Maisa says, are talking about Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, and the Mechaba only mentions Lefnei Amoidim Shaderek Lidrash, which sounds like that one day. So over there, the Magen Olam wants a Taino that the Taz is only talking about a Rebbe with his Talmidim. So he has to learn, if the Talmidim want to learn about Hilchos Pesach, he has to learn about Hilchos Pesach, he has to teach him about Hilchos Pesach. But if it's not a Rebbe im Talmidim, he's in the commandment, then it's only Bishas HaDrasha. Otherwise he doesn't have a Drasha to give. It's only Bishas HaDrasha, there'll be Balavim. I mean, that's what the Taz is referring to. Really, the Mechab is Taka only Bishas HaDrasha. But the Taz is talking about a special case where there's Taka Rebbe with Talmidim. There, if the Talmidim want to learn about Hilchos Pesach, it's Meshur, because Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, you got to learn about the Chag. All right, let's move on a drop. We'll bring it out. There's another case that the Rambam brings down. V'chein adin b'shliach tziba, if you have a chazin, im kaal shaloi, together with his kehillah, dim akal einun yucheilun lishomet mimenu, if they can't get out of him, means, I guess, either replace him or daven in a different shul, or not daven with a minimum, they're Meshuvah, but they gotta come and listen to his chazonis. Heim kishul in loy. There, the tziba is Meshuvah to the chazon. Vimhu eni yachal lishamet mehen, But if he can't get away from them, who nishalahen? Then he is nishalahen. Same type of dynamic, just like we had over here, who could call the shots, so too over here we have, if they got to listen to me, they're mishubba to me. If I got to listen to them, then I'm mishubba to them. Look in the Nesiva Sif Cotton Hay, Mamish the bottom line. Ayin Barashbat, Shekosa, Didavka Bishasa Tfila, only during the time of Tfila. Vinir Dafila Hu Bizman, Haroyalis Balal, even if it's a time that's proper, that's set out, designated to daven, even if they're not davening yet, that's also going to be Baal of Imei. Why? Just like Shutfim v'shasa l'leil, shekosav arayvit v'zman aroy l'malacha v'sheila b'baylim. Why? Kevin shemuchiv l'asayik, so to hear, since he's muchiv to daven with the tzibo, or he's muchiv to lead the tzibo, whatever it is, that's considered Baal of Imei. Aval acha tfila, but after davening, einu mushubit l'asayik, he's not mushubit to them anymore. V'chein b'kahal, im mashleik tzibo b'zman ha-tfila, they also only mushubit him during the tfila. Kevin she they can't replace him, remove him. They're mechuyev to listen to him. They're just like tamidim and a rab. So the Tzivis is touching on. First, he says that you should know zav davka the tefillah itself during the tefillah. It's a shasa tefillah, like we keep on chazering this concept. But he also explains how in the world is the tzibah Meshubid to the chazan. I understand why the chazan meshubid to the tzibah, but how in the world is the tzibah meshubid to the chazan?
If they pay him, maybe.
If they pay him faket, then he's meshubid to them. So, but he said, how in the world are they meshubid to him? So he says that mechuyavim lishmayim imen, that they have to listen to his tefillah. What type of service is that? What are they doing? It's a whole thing. What service are they providing him by listening to him daven? He likes to pride himself that he's a great chazan. I'm not sure, I'm not a chazan myself, so I can't relate to these type of issues. What exactly does he gain from having a tziva listen to him?
Never heard the expression, in an empty building, he wants good.
So it's the covet shiva.
Whatever it is.
The Maisa, the Pesach question asks that for whose to'elis are the people davening? For whose to'elis are they coming to daven? They're coming to daven for his talents, they're coming down for their own talents. They have a chiv at tefillah b'tzibah. We had a halacha before, if I lend you a shor, a para, whatever, a sus, and I go and help you load the para or the sus. So if I'm helping it for you to help you, then yeah, I'm Baal of Imei. But if I'm doing it for myself, because I'm afraid that you're going to misload or improperly load my para, my sus, and ruin my sus, then since it's my talents, I'm not Baal of Imei. So why in the world are they coming to daven? They're coming to daven because they want to, even the guy loves the breitzah, they're coming to daven to make him feel good? Or they're coming down because they have a chiv tefillah b'tzibah. They have a chiv tefillah b'tzibah, so they're coming for themselves. It's their own talents. Where's the Baal of Imei? Black Shay doesn't know what's going on. Try to mucha. It's takapella. What's going on? And I would say even starka, what type of malacha is shmiya? A Rebbe would tell me, it's not shmiya, there's a dialogue. I'm going to ask kashas, you're going to answer. You're going to ask kashas, I'm going to answer. Tamid yes mekulam. So I'm gaining from you, you're gaining from me. So I could be meshubba to you, could be meshubba to me. But it's the dialogue going on. But what malacha am I providing? I'm going to be in the room and listen to you. So the shmiya is the maisa? What? I don't need a maisa, just the shmiya. I know shmira, we said before, shmar levesh malacha, is also good, even though the Gemara and Bab Matiya Kalatza Shailah, maybe shmir is not a lav covered maisa dummy. I hear. But it's chach, I'm doing something. But I'm listening. Listening is also a malacha.
Sitting there being bored is a malacha.
So I thought that maybe like sort of like that, after this, I'm mechuyev to come and attend. I'm mechuyev to come and listen to you. Not just the shmi, it's the mechuyev to get there and listen to you and like you're being bored. I'm saying, huh?
He's teaching.
No, Rebbe and Talmidim, I understand, because we're engaged in a conversation, but by Shlik Tzibah, he's davening, Kazar Zashat, and what am I doing? Amen. I mean, he gains because he gets the amen on my bracha, on his bracha, and makes his bracha a better bracha. I mean, the Tzibah doesn't even say that. It's a shmiya. I'm not sure what's going on here, what type of malacha. But Dashtet, not only that, the Tashbat says, he bavons. He says, are you going to tell me that you're not meshubit? Why? Because, big deal, there are 100 people in the city, the other 10 people will daven b'tzibah. Yeah, there's a chiva and a tzibah daven minyan. Fine, the other 10 guys will do it. I don't have to do it. What's going on? So he says, no, we see that that's not an etzah. Just like about tamidim. It's not a tour. I can say, the Rebbe's giving shiur anyway, the 20 other Talmidim, so I don't have to attend. I'm making sure that the Rebbe has his shiur for the day. It's fine. And nevertheless, you see, We still say balavimos. He says, you see, that the fact that you could force someone else or leave some the responsibility to someone else, that's not going to take away the din of balavim. And I still consider balavim because you also have the shemit. He gets inspired by that? Who gets inspired? The Shliach Tziva?
No, the
Eilam. The Eilam, but what's the Shliach Tziva gaining from the Eilam? What's that way around? That's
Shliach Tziva from the Eilam, yeah. That's paid.
No, we're paid. We're talking about without pay.
Without pay.
What is he? He davened that he feels more nisragish. And he's, all right, fine. He's mashpia on more people. Fine. You have to know. But
it could be sometimes, you know, like my. When you're going around to ask for a box, you're trying to get the diamond. Sometimes he doesn't want that, but we'll do you a
that's he's doing you a type of, but he was doing a Shliach Tziva. I guess maybe he likes the Breito, I don't know.
Maybe it's because one of the classes is in Bel Emo. It doesn't say you have to do the block.
I thought of that. It seems the puzzle doesn't say malacha, but what? So what shibud is it? They have to do what? What do they have to do for you? They have to be in the audience. I'm not sure. What are they doing for the guy by being there? I don't know. But anyway, his tushel is interesting because I would tell you, Rebbe in Talmud, in Echadami, he has a share with the other people. But every Talmud is more kashrus, more tshuvas, more dialogue, more Rav Cheshmeitzer. So every single Talmud has a chiyuv. But tefillah betzibah, once you have 10, there's no chiyuv between 10 and 100. So I'm the 11th. So what malach am I providing now? Revam Hadras Melach. I hear. All right. I hear. Let me share with you a ma'aseh. Reuven was making a pidyon haben. And Gvenlach, the minig is, we tried to dress up the baby and bring him in on a fancy tray. And they have all these gemachim. So he borrowed a very expensive, like a $4,000 silver tray from a gemach. They had the pidyon haben. And they were busy with the simcha and the suda, and afterwards, no, they came home, they forgot, they left the tray in the hall, they come back, it's gone. The worker helped himself, it was a nice tray, he helped himself, he's entitled, he's saying, now the tray is gone. Goes back to the gemach and says, look, I lost the tray. So the gemach said, so you're chayiv, I mean, you borrowed it, you're chayiv even bointzen, you're chayiv. Because yeah, well, you borrowed it for the dva mitzvah, you're giving the baby, he's bringing it in, they're going to go to a din Torah. Fine, $4,000 tray, they're going to a din Torah. It's not much of a tiny bar of a mitzvah, what's going on? They've got to do this talk. If the whole thing is only the mitzvah itself, maybe it's not real shayla, leirois, but there's tumult. But this, you did it to enhance, to make the baby look good. After the tinies, you know, the din Torah is about to finish, all of a sudden, the lender's beeper goes off, whatever his walkie-talkie goes off, there's a hatzolah call. You know, he lowers the volume. To the Dayan, we asked him, when did you lend this tray? So he said, he lent it last Monday. He lent the tray. And last Monday, were you on call? On Hatzalah? You on call on Hatzalah? I said, yeah, of course I'm on call. And you, the guy who borrowed, are you part of the city? Are you live in the city? Yeah. Balavimai. The guy, if he would want right now, chulili, he needed to call, he would call. It's just like any other public servant. The Shasla, Tavka, Mlamitinek, Zasaifa, Ranoitea, this Rav. If you needed this Hatzalah member, he's going to have to respond to your call. That's it. It's Bola Vimai. It was him. He made the tray, and he does it as a favor. He lends it out. Baruch Hashem, the walkie-talkie went on, and now it's Bola Vimai. He's going to taina. No, I didn't have to respond to the call. The Baruch Hashem, large force here in Lakewood, someone else could have responded. But when the call goes out, everyone is on the alert to call. If they know that they don't need the guy beside it, but everyone's mishal. Like, yeah, tefillah betzibah. Everyone's mishal betzibah. I can blame it on someone else. Good, but everyone has that extra chiyuv. So, l'chayiv by tzolo should be the same thing. Everyone has to respond to the call. So, Mameli is mishal betzibah 24/7. And he got his mamish 24/7. And Rebbe Chutzpah hopefully can sleep at night. This guy is 24/7.
But he had the option. He turned it down. That was it. He didn't bother listening to what it was. Did he bother listening to what the call was?
Maybe he heard that the call was far away and he wouldn't be able to respond to it anyway.
I don't know if
the guy would be near him and call, the guy's mishal betzibah.
Okay, but let's say this guy, the guy maybe wasn't near him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. But that means it's. This balavimai plays a role greater when you have any type of public service, any type of thing. Now it's a great idea. You could just borrow things from all the Hatzalah members and have a balavimai.
Well, I'll tell him to make it tonight.
make
who's his who's an Atzalah guy's sheep?
I don't want them to get in trouble because they're an Atzalah.
It's a part of the team. We work for the Tzibah. We collect money for the Tzibah. We even say, well, standard donation, $108, whatever, it's $5,400.
They collect money.
Even if they don't collect.
We decided we're going to do the talent type.
The Rav here also decided. The Rav is not Meshubah. The Rav decided he's going to teach Talmid the Mashiach. It's not Mechuyifta. He's not even getting paid. It's not Mechuyifta. He decided. Because, man, you decided, then you're Meshubah. That was the responsibility you named on. If all of a sudden a Chulila guy would have a call and all that Talmid member decide today, you know what? We quit. I don't know if they could do that. Right now, B'shat's a call. Everyone's quitting. Find a replacement, do something, notify the Tzibah, say that you're finished. Now,
so they're not menschlich. They're not menschlich. They're not finding.
So right now, they're Meshubit to the Tzibah. They took on that Achrayis. Is it Achrayis? They named on that responsibility.
You are. I think legally
they have to. Legally, why? By law, they have to respond? I mean, halach, if you could save somebody, then you got to save. So by halach, also you're mishavid. By halach, you also mishavid. You got to respond. He says legally also. If you know CPR, you're
mishavid.
Legally, I remember I was in.
What, if someone knows CPR, he has to respond to a call?
If you have a EMT thing in your window and you drive by an accident or something, and somebody spots you?
EMT, you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So there you have it. So the guy's. The guy's Meshubah 24/7, so mainly you'll always have a Ptura, Balavimai. So to the sign, it's going to come out like this story, comes out that the Hatzalah members, whenever you borrow from Hatzalah members, you're always going to be Pata. And to Santa Chiddush, it comes out that you can never be Chayiv. L'chari, you could be Mechalek, that Bishloima, if the case would have been, let's say, you borrowed from the mayor of the city, Baruch Shem, with Zeich and Lake, where you have committee members and the mayor is from, or Bnei Brak, where the mayor is from, other cities in Eretz Yisrael like that. That's for sure we'll have a Tur Balavima, because he was hired directly, voted directly from the people in the city. He's paid by the city members. He's Meshubit to be on call 24/7. Chalila, something happens, anything important, he has to respond and be there to take care of the problems. So that will be a Tur Balavima. He's Meshubit to each individual of the city. He's on call. Now, check about Hatzalah members, these volunteers never, too gazak, they never Meshubit themselves to answer to the individual's calls. They were hired. They were appointed by the Reish of Hatzalah. They were mishabed themselves to Reish Hatzalah. They're going to be available to make the calls. And the Reish Hatzalah was the one who's mishabed himself to the city, that he has an organization called Hatzalah. He raises money for that organization. But the individual Hatzalah member never was mishabed himself to the individuals of the city. So maybe it doesn't have a din bal of imay to all the individuals of the city. Bishlam, the Reish Hatzalah responds to a call, fine, so that would be bal of imay. But for the case where we're talking about, the guy who lent the tray, he was never mishabed himself to the borrower of the tray. He was mishabed himself to the Reish Hatzalah. So maybe that's not a direct shiva, maybe that's not considered imay b'malachta. He's not Imay ben Malakta, he's doing the malacha that he promised to do to send the rabbits, but he never had an imay ben Malakta to the individual person. Maybe it could be machalak like that. Lamais is, we asked our Rebbe, Reb Nitzan Karelich Shlita, and he said, it's taka chiddush, it's going to come out to always be pata, but yes, he held that Hatzalah members will be pata. Then I asked him, what about this chelik l'chayra? He never had a direct shibit, he only was meshabit to the Reish Hatzalah. He said, machnesha, it's the maisegret, if chulila, someone needs Hatzalah, makes the call, this guy's going to respond. So that's the direct imun b'malakta. The fact how he's meshabit l'chachila, who's only indirectly through the Reish Hatzalah, that doesn't make a difference. The maise is, he's going to respond to the call and respond to this individual. This person who lent the tray will be responding to the person who borrowed the tray. That's already considered on-call for him. That's imay b'malachta for him, and you'll have the p'tur b'al of imay. One of my chaverim, one of the dayanim, the bezin, asked Rabbi Yosef Shlita the Shaila and Rabbi Chaim Kinevsky the Shaila, and they also both said, yes, Hatzalah members, you borrowed from them, that's considered imay b'malachta, you'll have the p'tur of b'al of imay. Goren tesant. All right, the Tashbat, Grad is mashma, that he has a... What? But the Tashbat case is, God, if you look up in the Tshuva, the Moses doesn't say it 100%, but maybe he leaves it out, but the Tashbat is mashma, that it goes both ways. You could have a case where the Tzibah is Meshubah to the Chazan, and the Chazan Meshubah to the Tzibah, all in the same scenario, and all that the Balavima goes both ways. Which is Tekomana, because we had before by the Rebbe, with the Talmud, if they're both Meshubah to each other, then there's no Balavima. But yet by Tfilah, Tzibah, the chazan with the kila, and the kila with the chazan, that all of a sudden we do say, going both ways, is like Shutfim or Shmali Vashmalakha, and there we will say there's a dual Balavima rather than say the cancer is allowed, there's no Balavima. I guess, like we said before, that maybe by Rabbi and Talmud on the Kusa, each one's doing for Egana. No, maybe by Yitzibah and the Kaal, it's not like that. All right. Let's move on.
Well, you said another before, by Rabbi Talmud, you said the main thing is doing
the Shemayim. Right, right.
So the Shaila is the Chazonis, it's in the Shemayim stuff. Chazonis. And not talking about the Etzim Tefillah. The Chazonis.
I don't know.
That's what he's interested in, the Chazonis. He's not interested. I'm not saying he's not interested in Tefillah, but the part that he needs the audience for is the Chazonis.
I wouldn't know. I'm not much keen even later.
No,
I don't know.
Saying.
Well, I hear what you're saying. It could be. No, I would think that an emissary about tefillah would be interested in really in the tefillah show by now, to be misragish.
Yeah, but for that, it's not the audience. That's his own particular thing between him and the Kodesh
Baruch. All right. Well, let's move on. Sif Yadala. Let's try to finish up tonight. Shalav Bebailim. The Sachri Shalai Bebailim is Pata. If you started off with a Sheila, and you continued, you were mamshech the sheila, you extended the sheila now into schiris, you're going to be potter, even though the schiris was shaloi bebailam. Zaktis man sev katan chaf aleph. Oh, sorry, so the Mechaber says, why? Shaschiris tali b'sheila. We look as if the schiris is an extension of that sheila, and since the sheila started out with a bal avimai, so the schiris is entitled to the same tour of bal avimai that the sheila had. Zaktis man sev katan chaf aleph, pirish. After the Sheila's man ended, you did not return it. It's still sitting by you. Then you ask him to rent it. You can have the patur of Balavimai. Because Be'etzim, what was my chiyuv shel? My chiyuv shel is greater than my chiyuv shchiyus. So it's like yesh b'chama saimona. So the whole chiyuv shchiyus already I took on yesterday when I borrowed it, and since yesterday's borrowing was with Bailim, so now that I extended it, so zozain I extended shaloi b'Bailim, but it's carrying over from the Bailim of the shela. However, the Sma says that it took me shel achish shekol hazman hashela. Now, if you look in the Mishnah, you wouldn't learn like, I mean, I didn't learn like that. I think the pshat is that I borrowed it for a day. Before the day was up, I called you up. I said, do me a favor, I want it for another day, but I'll pay you for that extra day. So I'm renting for the extra day. But once the shayla ended, and it's sitting by me, I made it to chazer, that shayla is history, gone, I'm not your shayla anymore. Maybe I'm a shayla chinuk, it's still by me, whatever it is, we could talk, the marsha mesachag, helvanen amana, but I finished. That shayla is history. Now I want to also be seichered. It's like I'm starting fresh. What's going on? And I saw that the Shita Mekubetz is
still Shemachinu Machmas, the original shayla.
So good. Really, I know, but now I'm not going from shayla to schiris. I'm going from shayla down to Shemachinu, but to Shemesaka,
right,
and then into schiris. So that's not this halacha. This halacha needs to go straight. You'll see why. Continue the Machaba. You see, Bedavka has to go straight from shayla right into schiris. Mm-hmm. If it's be a hefsek, it's going to be a problem. So I saw the Shita.
Shaila doesn't end until he returns it, no?
I'm borrowing it for a day. I need your tool for one day. And I didn't return it yet. I'm not a shul the next day. I can't even use it. I don't even have a right to use it. I only have permission to use it for one day.
Until he returns
it? Not in Hilchos Aimzen. No, not as Dine Shaila. Maybe I'll be a Shem Mesachah because Hov and Nen Amane. So since I had a no yesterday, it's like that schar makes me to Shem Mesachah today. But a Shaila, I'm not. I can't use it anymore. How can I be a Shaila? So I saw the Shita Megabet is a very taps on this, and he's like clearing, but he's mitzari. So he's the same sort. Like, how could it be? Once it's over, it's over. You can't now resurrect. It's finished. Elamai told me that before the end of this month. And not only that, some rishonim learn even more. Some rishonim learn this whole halacha. We don't pass like that, but we Ramban, all that we learn, this whole halacha is only mitchilu. When I borrowed it from you, I made up with that. The first mishicha I did was Shayla for one day, and the second day is Schiris. But if I borrow it and then call you up, oh, I want to extend and do Schiris, even that is not Meshach Shaykh with the first Shayla. But good, we don't pass on like that. But to say once the Shayla was finished and now to start again is a Pella. So I saw Baruch Hashem, the Knesset HaGadoyla over here in Agoy Satur, Sivkot Yud Gimel, brings down, he clears the Shayla and he says, Avada, once it's over, it's over. And he brings down the Sma, he says, doesn't know where the Sma is coming from, and he argues with the Sma. The Ochashuch and the Maisa, Teich Dvarev, goes with the Sma. Doesn't make it an issue. He says, even if Kol Hazman is Chiris, you're still going to have this dinner, Meshach Shaykh. It's a Pella, Mamish a Pella. All right, but that's the halacha. That's Chiris, the Chiyuve is Chiris already with Nichol and the Chiyuve of Shayla, so you're Potash as Chiris Talib Shayla. However, Avol, Im Sachra Bebailim, if you borrowed it If you rented it first, then v'chazav v'sha'ala sh'loi b'baylim, so now the schiris preceded the sheilo. This is already not parshet. This is already a safik. There's two more cases, but I just want to shtel on this right now. This is already a safik, and in mele to safik, you won't be able to be mitzi mamin. Now, what's the suffix over here? What's going on? So Rashi and the Gemara explains, because here it's the other way around. Schiris yoni chayef gneva v'aveda. Then you upgraded your chiyuvim to sheila to chiyuvaintzin. So now Zak Rashi copied that chiyuvaintzin. That chiyuvaintzin is new. That needs a kinyan chadash. He says bishloima from sheila then to schiris. When you extend, this is his lashon. It's a pel de Rashi. The schiris that I'm extending is still from my first mishicha that I did yesterday. I don't need a new kinyan. So double chadash. If I borrow something, you see double chadash. If I borrow something and I call you up and want an extension, it works automatically without a new kinyan. That first kinyan mishicha I made carries on as long as I say, let's be mamshich. So he says, bishlema from sheila to schiris. So the schiris is really nichlal already from the old kinyan. But you can't say, if the case is from Schiris to Sheila, this case, the second case, you can't say the Sheila's Chiyuvim started yesterday from the Mashiach of Schiris, because V'raya not, Schiris in Achayef Ointzim, and now you're Achayef Ointzim. So must be, how do you get the Chiyuv Ointzim? Must be you did a new Kinyan, you did Chatz on it. That's the new Kinyan that's Mechayev you now on Chiyuv Ointzim. So he said, if it's a new Kinyan, so it's not Mashiach Shaykh with the old thing. I don't know, Zot Rashi, that since Klapi Gneva Vavedim Shi, it is Mashiach Shaykh, because Klapi that Chelik, it is a carryover from yesterday's Chiris. So Mamela, we still consider it an extension as Shmira Babaylim, and Mamela, even though now you accept upon yourself, Ainzin, good, but you still have the Shmira Babaylim, else the Shmira that you're doing. That's his Tut Stodim. Interesting, what you see in Rashi, it's Madrik and Rashi, and Achrena make this Dik, that the whole Shaila is only benegeir to Einzim. This new Einzim, do we say this new Einzim is new? So we acquired a new Kinyan? Or do we say since the Gneva Aveda and Pshi was from the old Mashiach, so that makes you consider a Shmira Bebailim on everything? But Klapi Gneva Aveda and Pshi, which you already had yesterday, starting out from Schiris, that Lekula Yalma, you will say that you still have the Ptura Balavima, just like Sheila to Schiris Yabalavimai, so to Schiris to Sheila on the Chelik as Schiris, but on the Chelik of Pshin Gneva Aveda, you will Zicha say that you still have Balavima. That's Meduik and Rashi. Now, Taisis, the Rishash is Medaikis and Rashi, but he points out Taisis didn't learn Rashi like that. And the Shita is Mesupik in Rashi. How to go? Do we say the Shaila is on everything, or do we say the Shaila is only on the Chelik of Einzin? There's a Gilgul Mashal that was just printed. The Gilgul, they found it. The Gilgul Mashal also is Medayik in Rashi that the whole Shaila is only on the Chelik of Einzin. And he says, he brings out Mamshu Gavala Gavar. He says, you see, a very double chodesh. You're going to have, it's a good riddle. How could you ever have that a Shoyim is going to be Chay for Einzin, but Potter for Pshi and Gneva Vaved? If he's Peshayin Gneva Aveda, he's Potter, because it's Meshach Shaychi to Meshachis Bailim that I had yesterday. But Kapi Sheila, which is Einzim, that new thing, that he's going to be Chayfa. So if you break it, or you break it, maybe Mazak, but if you're outright Peshay, outright negligent, Potter. Gneva Aveda, Potter. If it's an Einz, then you're going to be Chayf. So and then he wants to know, he takes it to the next step. There's a concept, Tchilosa Bepshia, the Sefer Bainis is Chayf. So he wants to know, this Shema, who's part of a pshia and gneva aveda, but chayif finds him. If he did something tchilas of a pshia v'sefer b'aynis, will he be part of or not? Do we say it's an aynis? Aynis yechayif, or do we say since he's seen kol ha'terek kula tchilas of a pshia v'sefer b'aynis is chayif, so we reckon it somehow like a pshia? So even though the sefer shadari was an aynis, but we'll touch up that it's all machmas your first pshia, and for pshia you're going to be part. And as far as the hint, as far as hey, he declares what the lambda of the Mashiach of Bainitz is, but you see that he also entertained in from Rashi, his Madaik and Rashi, that the whole Shiloh has only been negated to Einzin, and he has a cute chab about the Mashiach of Bainitz. Very, very shame killing my shot. So that's the second case. Now comes along two more cases. What it would be, oi, Shalah Babaylim, because of a Sakra Shalah Babaylim, you buried it with Bailim. Then you downgraded Shiloh Bebailim, which we just said before is Meshach Shaychi, it's still considered Bailim. But that you didn't stop there. Then V'chazah V'shalah, once again, Shiloh Bebailim. So you did Sheilah, Schiris, Sheilah. Here the Rishonim want to say that even if the second is Meshach Shaychi with the first, but the third is not Meshach Shaychi with the first, it's two removed. It's two steps. And therefore, it's a tzad to say that even though at the end we did again a shayla, so it's the exact same thing like the first thing you did, which was babaylem. So you would say, oh, maybe the shayla could hook up with my old shayla. No, since it's two steps away, maybe it wouldn't be a babaylem. Oi, sakra babaylem, because of a shayla shalay babaylem, because of a sakra shalay babaylem. Same type of londas, but inverted. You have schiris shayla, then schiris. Same thing, since it's two steps away, kol elu safik shmir babaylemi, it's a safik, and I'm waiting to make a veray, all of a rayim.
We don't look at it as a new shayla.
That's the shayla. Maybe we'll say that it's meshech shaychi on the old one. It could hook up, it could attach itself to the two times shmira ago.
He doesn't say that to the balbas.
He doesn't have to say anything. It's you're being mamshech, the same thing. You took a, and by the way, you think that this case is, it doesn't happen. It happens. And just remember the case we had. One second. I'll make up a case. A guy is coming, your neighbor's son, or Adam, married, coming from Meritus Rafa Ben Ezman, right? And he needs a car to get around, a newlywed needs a car to get around. So you have an extra car, so your neighbor asks to borrow the car. Fine, I'll lend the car to my neighbor. We're good friends, the family, Mishpachas are very close. I'll lend it to my friend's Adam. Good, Poseidon. Then he turns out he decides he's not going back to Meritus Rafa in the next month. So he decides he's going to stay here. And he would like to continue, but now he understands this is no longer short term. It's not a 3-week maisa. So now he's going to pay me for carrying on with the car to continue. So in that case, if initially when he borrowed the car, I helped him out, I helped him load the car. So it was a shayla b'baylam. And then he extended the shayla with the skiris. And now if we get into an accident, and that skiris was a shayla b'baylam, he called me up, could he continue using a shul, pay me, no problem. That is a skiris shayla b'baylam. If he gets into an accident now, you would think, oh, whatever, if let's say he was peshe even, let's say he was outright negligent, he got into accident, he jumped the stop sign, he jumped the light. It's going to be potter. Because the schiris is meshek shaychei with the shayla they had to begin with. So it's shayla b'baylam. And also we discussed, if you recall, we had a shayla Reb Chaim with Reb Meir Simcha by Shema Aveda. Is the Shema Aveda of a p'tur b'alam b'alavima or not? Reb Chaim had the blitz chiddush to say, who cares that when you found the Aveda it was b'alavima, but by Aveda, there's a chiv every second to return, so it's as if you became a shamer again and again and again, and you keep on becoming a shamer again. So Rav Chaim said, unless you were b'shash shvura mesa balavima, you're never going to have the p'tur balavima, because yes, this balavima already expired, because today you picked it up again. To which Rav Meir Simcha responded, shkoyich, but it's not nageya, because we have this halacha, since you started out and there was no hefsek, you just continued and continued and continued, you'll have this din of being mamshit, you'll always have the din of balavimai, even though the new shmiras aveda is shalai b'baylam, but it's meshek shaychi, it's attached itself to the first one. As I said, from Meir Simcha. Now we're going to see that's not so
partial. It's suffic and then Motzim Chavol Rai, because it's...
No, the suffix is only Shayla Teshir. Oh, that's why I want to say amazing. Very good. See, they learned that Shayla Teshir is going down, is Pashit, going up is the suffix. But here we have going two steps, which is a suffix. So in the case of Reb Chaim, by Shema Aved, it's every second being Mechadish, it's infinite steps. It's a billion steps. So if you hold that you can't latch on two steps away, then Reb Chaim is gerecht. It's not going to be Balavimai. Because it's good. The second nanosecond is attached to the first one, but the third one is already by itself. You're not going to have Ptur Balavima.
We're paskin, it's a suffix,
so it'll be a mitzvah mekam v'alavarai. So I'll be honest with you, really it's totally on another shayla. And that is, what we're talking about is shayla, schiris, shayla. That the third is just like the first. Or who are then inverted? Schiris, Shayla, Schiris, that the third is just like the first. What would be if it would be Shayla, Schiris, Schiris? Or Schiris, Shayla, Shayla? That the third is not like the first, but rather the third is like the second. What would be then? So the Goy says Shri Klezis as a Shayla. Do we say it's the same Shayla as the Gemara? Or Wikitaino, it's worse. It's Lekuliyama, not Balavimai. Why? Because Bishlam, if the third is identical to the first, so even though it's two steps away, we could say, but since it's just like the first, so we'll attach it back to the first. But if the third is not like the first, the third is like the second, and it's two steps away, that could be lekuliyam and not bala v'imay. The Goyis HaShvi is mesupik, and the Aruch HaShulchan paskins lemaisi, he says that meduik and Rashi and Taisi, he said, even the Goyis HaShvi nemdon lechatchila one way, and then he ran into a suffix, but he holds that ikka is la locha, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins, that it's not considered bala v'imay. The whole shah of the Gemara is only if the third hooks up with the first. But if the third is identical to the second, for sure it cannot hook up with the first. So in our case, by Shema Aveda, you could tie, no? Okay, only thing is that it's funny. It's identical to everything. It's all the same. It's all the same. All the same. All right, you're right. So maybe back to the Shaila. Maybe. Or maybe we'll go a little better. We'll see in the next sif. Okay, let's see. All right, let's continue. Now, I have to point out that this din of Shaila to Schiris going down, that it's pata and schiris to shela going up, which is a suffix, is huadin, Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, huadin, if it goes from Shem Esachah to Shem Echinam, going down, it will be pashit, to yipata. And going up from Shem Echinam to Shem Esachah, that will be the same suffix as going from schiris to shela. Just like going up, schiris to shela is a shela, from Shem Echinam to Shem Esachah is also a shela. But Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, a chiddish, but if it will be from shela to Shmira, even Hashem Mezachah, Hashem Mechinim Maknish Dois, or Faket, Shmira, Hashem Mechinim Hashem Mezachah, to Sheilo, of Sheilo, or Schiris, that's Poshit, it's not Meshach Shaichi. He said, Bishom Sheilo and Schiris, they're both really what we're doing, Kinyanim to be Mishtamish, at different degrees of Achrayis, but we're being Mishtamish. So Schiris could be Meshach Shaichi with Sheilo, and Sheilo with Schiris. Or what did Hashem Mechinim Hashem Mezachah? They can be Meshach Shaichi with each other, because they're both Shmira. But to go from Shmira to Ishtamshis, or from Ishtamshis to Shmir, he says that's Dvarm Nikarim, that's separate, the Muvdalim, they have no shaks with each other. And Lekulei Alma, even if you go from Sheila down to Shem Echinam, Lekulei down is Yesh Bakam saying Mana, no, that will not work. It's not going to be Petor Balavimai because it's totally different. It's two different things that you're doing. Obviously, it's a Kinin Chodesh and it's not Meshach Shaikh. It's Dr. Aruch HaShulchan. All right, let's do the Ramah. Hagaz Dr. Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, D'im, Sachra Bebailim. If you start out with Bailim, V'chaz V'shalosh Shaloi Bailim, also Mikri Shmir Bailim. Means whereas the Mechaba says that this second case, when you go up, Schir to Shaila, is a Suffolk in the Gemara, the other Rishayim, the Rosh, the Taisa, other Rishayim have a Gears in the Gemara, Imtim Talayim, that means the Gemara was Paishit to Shaila, that even this is considered Shmir Bailim. Whether you go down, or even if you go up, from Schir to Shaila is also Paishit Shmir Bailim. The whole Shaila of the Gemara was only when you do three steps, Shaila, Schir, Shaila, or Schir, Shaila, Schir. But if it's only two steps, the Kuliyam is going to be Shmir Bailim. All right, let's move on. One more. Sifta Zvav. Yesh Oimrim Shim Sachra Bebailim. If you rent Bebailim, because of the Sachra Shaloi Bebailim, that's Havishni Bebailim Kamoi Rishayna. That's Poshet. That's even better than the whole Shaila of the Gemara. You have to know what the Mechaber wants to Yeshayim. Betum, there's a Taisis. But Taisis says it all the way at the beginning. Taisis says it when the Gemara had a Shaila, Schiris, 10 minutes. Yeah. When Taisis had a Shaila, Schiris, the Gemara of the Shaila, Schiris and then Shaila when you're going up, or Shaila and then Schiris when you're going down, either way, but you're doing something different. So from the Gemara you see that only if you do something different is it a Shaila. But if you're doing the exact same thing, Schiris to Schiris, that's a Dava Pashit, even better than Shaila to Schiris. That's a Dava Pashit, that's going to be Shaila Bebailim. So in the Gemara, I know why Taisa has to say it, but when you're already getting to the Mechaber, that we already paskin Shaila to Schiris Ishmir Bailim, so Lecher Kosher King Schiris to Schiris to Shaila, so it should be even more Pashit. So what's the Mechaber saying? Yesh Oimrim, as if he found the Taisis, Shem Sakhar Babam, Chazazak Shalvayam, Vishnim Babailim, Kamei Shaino, it's Lecher even more Pashit than Shaila to Schiris. Alright, but the Maisa, that's the Halacha. Avo Zak the Mechaber, and continues, if it will be Faket, Im Rishaina Shaloi Babailim, Vishni Babailim, so you would tell me a Vaita. It's Meshach Shaichi, so I should be hit with a Shaloi Bebailim de Kashmir, because my first Shmir that I took from you was Shaloi Bebailim. No, Ein HaRishayin Ederes as a Shni Aliyah Shaloi Bebailim. This way we don't say it. When we're invoking a Petur Shmir Bebailim, then we'll use it Leftur. But to use it Lechiv, to say that when I started a Shaloi Bebailim, even though now you renewed it as Bailim, to say, no, I'm Meshach Shaichi Shaloi Bebailim, I should be Chai, that we don't say. Either way, I'll be Pata. Either I started out by Bailam or now I'll be Bailam. Either way, it gets me a Patur. Tais says it's gzeiras hakosev that we always go lekula. I'm not sure what he meant because I didn't see such gzeiras hakosev. I don't know where he got it. I guess he understood the parsha to mean like that. I'm not exactly sure where. Now this halacha by schiris and schiris saktabach who adin poshet sheila and sheila. As long as you stay the same, it's a dova poshet that you can have a p'tur shmir rabbanan. Comes along a taz and kufa involved and says, what about this case? I rented. What was the case? I rented your car for a month. She loy bebailam. Yeah, that was the case. I rented your car for a month. She loy bebailam. And then the next day, I call you back. I say, no, I realize I need it for 2 months. So let me rent your car for 2 months. And that time, by the second day, that schiris was bebailam. Madin. Let's mind the polar clap the second month of the second month was only machmas eschirus bebailam. But the first month that I'm already chayef machmas my eschirus that I did with you yesterday, shaloi bebailam, maybe anything that goes wrong during the first month, I'll be chayef out my eschirus shaloi bebailam of yesterday. So it does, no. That if now I renewed eschirus for 2 months, and now my eschirus is bebailam, I will have a ptur
ba'al avimai. When did they make the renewal? After how many
days? 1 day. It was very, it was toich, right, and it was toich's man. And so it means the remainder of this first month, I really already have that shibud machmas, my yesay schiris, which was shaloi bebailim. Still, zaktataz, I'm going to have the ptura of volavima, even though it's a pella. Dalmi ocha, the second schiris. But if it's the first schiris, you should be chayiv. What's going on? So this is a taz and kufa involved sifches.
I understood from what you're saying, there was a new schiris. It's mabat of the old schiris. Let's make a new schiris from now.
So that's what Mamish, that's what the Nesiva says. The Nesiva is in Reish Tzadi Aleph, I think it's Sifkot Lamed, the Nesiva says that you can touch up the Taz, that if I rent again, even though I think it's pretty obvious my only kavona to rent again was to be extend this here. It's the first month I have in my pocket already. I only needed the second month. But if I rent again, that overrides the first, it's like Mavato the first case, it's Mavkiyat, it's Mavato, and like I'm starting from scratch again, and now that I'm starting from scratch, which is Balavimai, I'm going to have a Ptur Balavimai Miyad, even if it blows up right away. I'll have a Ptur Balavimai. Gneva Vaveda right away, I'm going to be Potter. A Chiddush from Taz, Sivis is Taj, but still a Chiddush, Taz is a Dava Chodesh. All right, fine, let's try to, okay, so Tezayin and Yudzayin really, Rabbi Ruoth touched on really, so I'm going to skip it. Let's go to Yudches. Lokech behema l'shloishim yoyim.
Can I ask one clarification? I don't understand exactly why 2 or 3 makes a difference. Especially if you're doing
Shayla. I could be, again, could be that if everything is the same, like Yishem Ravedek is, that everything is the same, could be that would be better. Just like you see that even when the Gemara does Shayla Shayla Tischiris, but never cleared Schiris Tischiris or Shayla Tischayla, so could be when the Gemara cleared Shayla Schiris Shayla or Schiris Shayla Schiris, that's only when it's different. But if it be all the same, then maybe you can go infinite steps. That's why I want to say maybe by the Shema Aveda case, could be it's not just a Safik, could be Mesim who is right, that even though it's infinite steps later, but since it's Mamish all the same, that it all could latch on. It's one big Schiris, one big Shayla, one big Shema Aveda. Could be that's even better. Enechanami. All right, let's do Sif Yud Ches. Lokeach behema l'shloishim yoyim. If someone buys an animal for 30 days, shayma chinam alaho is considered a shayma chinam on this animal. He bought it. He didn't take it as a shmira. He bought it, but it's a kinin lizman. It's not matanam raslahakse. That the Ksais points out. Matanam raslahakse yechayiv even boinsen. Because that's in. It's a matana, but I got to give it back. Yeah, no, I don't have to give it back. I only bought it for 30 days, but during those 30 days, I own it. I'm a full bialim on it during those 30 days. So there, I'm not going to be chayiv einsin if it's not around after 30 days, so your animal doesn't exist. So it's your tough luck. What happens if you would have it and it disappeared during this month? That's it. You wouldn't have an animal anymore. So I bought it for these 30 days. If there's nothing left to give back to you, so then you have nothing after my zman. Tough luck. But I'm still going to be a shaymachinim on it because you're not around to watch it. I'm the only one. It's like automatic. I turn into a shaymachinim. Because if I don't watch it, then who's going to watch it? Like automatic. It's understood that I'm going to be a shaymachinim on it. Obviously, I have to be a shaymachinim. Obviously, I'm going to watch it. That's the taisis. The ksois jumps on this halacha in the Ksais of cotton hay, it's cut off a little bit, but he says that the Rambam is miyasid, a yesoid. What's the chilek between someone who sells lizman or someone who sells lapeiris? Either way, you don't own the goof, so to speak. I mean, you can't keep it forever, and not indefinite, but you could use it and eat from it and live in it and whatever. So what's the chilek? So the Rambam, if you buy something lapeiris and you don't own the goof at all, so you can mamish only be mishtamish with it, but mitzad the goof, it's not shochos, you can't touch the goof, so to speak. You can't build or renovate or change the tzura. You don't own the goof. You only can be mishtamish the goof the way it is. Meshengen, if you buy something lizman, like the Rambam, then it's yours for the 30 days, so you could change it. It's yours, you can do whatever you want with it. So Zoktik Sois, Madoch, I could change it, I could break it, I could do whatever I want with it. So how could the Chayfa Pshia? How could Toysa say? How could the Mechamba say, and the Mechayfa Shem Mechinam, I could do whatever I wanted, I think. I own it. It's like I'm the owner. If I'd be an owner, can I break my own item? Maybe about that, because I can. But other than that, Rabbi could break it. So if I could break it, how could be Chayfa Pshia? And we pass him, like the Rambam, that's the chilek, that if you own something less man, you're the violent, you can do whatever you want. So Medlas Akhtuk Taisi, Blaib Shver, Tzachin, on the Mechaba, how can the Mechaba over here bring down Taisis? That you're a Shem Mechinam, the Chay, not even a Shem Mechinam, it's yours in Gansin. If it's yours, you can do whatever you want. He Blaib Shver on the Mechaba.
Avad,
if it's still around. Avad, I don't even know if he wants it back. It's automatic. I own it for the first 30 days, and you own it for day 31 and on.
Well, if you have a timeshare, you're not expecting to turn it back
and burn it down. So yes, maybe on the Rambam. So that's what I'm saying. Look, Eichlis Man, you can do whatever you want with it. Okay, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam says you can do whatever you want with it. You can change it, Mishan Natur.
Yeah, so that's what's expected. You meant to take care of it.
Maybe if it's yours, you can do whatever you want with it. Like that Rama over there, you can do whatever you want. Alright, it blives shut. I mean, today, I agree with you, and today the umdana is not like that. Clearly, when I give it to you, Lizman, I want a bag, and I don't want you to blow it up, and I don't want you to use it. Sorry?
I don't want you to change it either.
Correct, I don't even want you to change it. It's also true. But sure as I did, if you bought something Lizman, you are the bailam for this time, so you can do whatever you want with it. So you're the bailam. Okay, let's do one more sif, finish up. Not only do we have a p'tur balavima by sheila, who adim by shemasacha, soicha, shemachinim, vav, the chiyishal as vav is meisav al the pashas before when nidra shafilu lefneifanav, and we really have the p'tur balavima and everything. All right, that's Baruch Hashem. We basically finished the simon just in time for Pesach. Basically, the concept of balavima, just to remind the elam of that famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that he holds that even if you have a p'tur balavima to be potem in a din, if you're talking, it's still going to be chay b'din shemaim, at least for pshia, maybe for the name of Aveda as well, not for intim maybe, but good, but at least for pshia, it means he's still, it's not just, what? Yeah, so the silver tray, depending what he did, if he was pshia, if that's considered pshia, he left it in the oil, l'chay that's a pshia, because they gnev Aveda, he stole him because he left it, yet, and he'll still have this chay b'din shemaim, al still arachayim HaKadosh. All right, a good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.